A reading from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. This Advent, we are focusing on some of the figures in the story of the birth of Jesus and how they point us to God. First, we turn our attention to John the Baptist, who receives the word of God in the wilderness and goes throughout the region proclaiming baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. John the Baptist calls out the people who had limited vision, the people who came seeking baptism without producing fruit, demonstrating that they had changed their hearts and lives. John's words are harsh, calling the people a brood of vipers. It seems the people think they are doing what is right, seeking baptism. Yet John realizes that they think that by being baptized, they will evade God's judgment at the end of the era. They are wrong. They must also change their hearts and lives. They must live in a godly way, produce good fruit, share their food and resources with those in need, engage in honest business practices, and pay employees fairly. John makes it clear that he is not the Messiah, but has come to prepare the way for the new Messiah. The people have a decision to make. Every day, we have a decision to make. Either respond to God's call to live a godly life or face condemnation at the end of the age. It's not simply about following the rules. It's about living our lives in a way that we care for and about others, that we share our resources so that everyone has enough, that we tend to the blind spots we have, which lead us to treat people differently because of their abilities, education, socioeconomic status, gender, sexuality, or race. I hear a sense of urgency in John's call to the people to change their hearts and lives. For each of us is to do our part to live into our baptisms in the midst of our broken and hurting world. To focus not on doing things our way, but to focus on doing things God's way. To change our hearts and lives so that we are ready for the coming of the Messiah. How are you preparing people to live in a new way this Advent season? Holy God, as we reflect on the message of John the Baptist this Advent, help us to heed his call for true repentance and transformation. Guide us to change our hearts and lives, producing good fruit that reflects your love and justice. May we share our blessings with those in need, act with integrity, and treat all people with fairness and compassion. Prepare us, O God, to welcome the Messiah with hearts renewed and lives changed. Amen.